Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
So without further ado, let's jump into four aspects, the four pillars of Vedic Shastras or the Vedas or the ancients in India, how they have laid out like the four foundations of human living, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. And I shall evaluate in this entire series and this entire playlist how we can take a deep dive into the astrological aspects, Vedic astrology, using these four aspects, because these are so deep and these give us so many more meanings, so many more understandings, so many more things to reflect on about what our talents are, what we are here to accomplish, what we are here to manifest in our life, which will be giving us more content, more peace, more satisfaction in life, in whatever we are desiring to accomplish. That's the target here, folks. Okay. Why do we need all this stuff? Okay, first of all, you and I don't come with some operating manual. From the time we pop out of our mother's womb, we are not given any operating manual of how to live our life. How do we understand who we are? The basic question human beings ask themselves as soon as they're a bit of an adult, a young adult, somewhere between 15 and 25, start asking this really deep question somewhere along the line. Who am I? What am I here to do? What am I here to accomplish? What would give me satisfaction in life? What career path do I choose? What kind of partnerships do I choose? What will give me the best possible outcome in life? Isn't that what we are here to do? The best possible outcome. Okay. So using these four foundational pillars called Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, and how they can be interpreted in 2022 and beyond, not using old mythological tales, but using something more contextual, more present day scenarios, more of what kind of professions I'm here to choose, what kind of partnerships I'm here to choose, what kind of life am I desiring to live, okay, as a soul. Now we are trying to take Vedic astrology principles and kind of unpack them in a way that is more practical, more grounded, more usable by everybody, doesn't matter which part of the world you come from, and sort of derive a better picture which makes meaning to you personally. There is nothing like universal stuff here. It's all personal. Every soul is coming individually to seek and actualize and manifest certain kind of a lifestyle, certain kinds of things, certain talents they bring to the picture. We are all actors on a stage for this particular period in time. And what we do in this time from birth to death is our choice. How do we make use of this intelligently? So let's jump into it right away. There are four principles, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, which will play into every house and every nakshatra which we'll be seeing in this entire series. It cannot be encapsulated in one video. That'll be too long. That'll be like a two-day video, you see. So Dharma, I have simplified it as the aspect of life or the aspect of life energy in us that is seeking higher meanings. Now, Dharma can be played out in many, many ways. It can be played out, you're seeking higher meaning in love. You're seeking higher meaning in relationships. You may be seeking higher meaning in a job or a career or trying to study some kind of science or trying to become some kind of achievement in career, maybe profession, seeking a position, trying to become a CEO, trying to become a businessman. So Dharma can be seeking a higher meaning in any one of these, as we shall see in further slides. Artha means seeking the means to accomplish that. Maybe you have done the Dharma bit in previous lives. Now you have come to seek the means to accomplish that. Very grounded approach to things. Seeking the means to accomplish. What do I need the means to cook? If I had to cook a dish, I need all the ingredients first in my house, in my kitchen. So it's like Artha is trying to seek the means to accomplish that. Kama means desire, fulfillment of desire, seeking fulfillment of desires. What am I seeking to fulfill? What will give me fulfillment? Fulfillment of desires, as you know, very generic term. Seeking fulfillment of desires might be seeking just to accomplish millions of dollars in something, or seeking to just feed the poor, or seeking to be a geologist and working in some remote area on earth. Desire can be anything really, as we know. Kama is seeking fulfillment of those desires. We are just laying down basic principles in a simplistic way. Moksha means seeking integration and liberation from all the above. Meaning, moksha is the conclusion of it. When Dharma, Artha and Kama are fulfilled, natural last step is moksha. That means you have integrated the full experience of it. You have fulfilled all desires, you have fulfilled all the means, you have sought all the higher meanings, and now it's time to move on to something else, altogether differently. That's the moksha part. Seeking integration and liberation simply means not just getting out of the body, but it means seeking integration and the integration of the experience itself in totality. You have finished the Dharma, you have finished learning higher part of it, you have taken all the means to accomplish it, you have fulfilled your desire. And now you are seeking liberation from it. Why? Because you want to move on to the next stage. You want to move on to the next Dharma stage, next Artha stage, Kama stage, and you will conclude it with moksha, seeking integration. Why is this last step more important? It's not more important than the others. All are important. It's just that the soul moves on to the next stage of anything only because it has completed in a circle the experience of that one particular aspect of life. Let's say a soul has desired to experience love in a relationship, okay? It goes through all these four steps. What is the higher meaning of desire? Why do I desire such and such person? Why do I desire this love from this person? Then it goes on this artha part, seeking the means to accomplish. What do I need to do? I need to make myself intelligent. I need to make myself smart. I need to make myself look intelligent, dress smartly, try to woo the other partner. That's artha, seeking the means to accomplish it. Kama. Then you go on to fulfillment of that desire. Fulfill all your desires, physical, mental, emotional, everything. That completes the moksha. The first three will complete it. And the completion occurs in a way that is circular. In the sense it's not linear. It will occur in all these aspects and more. And then the soul says, yes, now I have accomplished this. I need to move on to some other kind of experience. And then you move on to the next experience. Okay? Keep these four principles in mind because we'll go house by house, nakshatra by nakshatra, planet by planet, and see how these things happen from one chart to another. We'll take some sample charts and study them. And I'll be asking more questions than answers, so it'll make you think for yourself. The best way to understand and go into astrology, and the best, highest value it can provide for you, is you understand it, you study it, because you know yourself the best. Okay? So take care, keep watching, and we'll keep continuing these lessons.